It's time for Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John is with First Reverse Mortgage USA, a division of Cherry Creek Mortgage, license number 118270. John has decades of experience in the mortgage industry and considers his business to be his ministry. John loves to educate seniors and their families about how they can utilize a reverse mortgage to their benefit. And now, Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding.
And Mark Holland co-hosting this new Ask the Pro feature here on KCIS. John, you're the expert. What should our listeners know about reverse mortgages?
Well, Mark, the first thing they should know is that because a reverse mortgage is a very complicated product with a lot of moving parts and a lot of different options, and because there are so many misconceptions about how reverses work, the first thing they need is a good education. I consider my primary function to be an educator, so that my clients feel very comfortable making a decision based on their knowledge of how the product actually works, whether they decide a reverse is the best option for them or not. At least they'll be making that decision based on updated, accurate information without any pressure for me to make that decision. Then, frankly, we can both sleep at night.
Okay, so what are some of the most common misconceptions about reverse mortgages?
Well, I would say the most common misconception is that the bank owns the home. A lot of people think that when you get a reverse mortgage, you've basically sold your home to the bank and they just let you live there until you die and then they sell the home and keep the equity. This is a total myth. The bank does not own the home. The borrower stays entitled to the property and their heirs inherit the property when they die. When the home is sold, after the lender is paid what they're owed, the borrowers or their estate retain the remaining equity, just like they would if they had a traditional mortgage. The difference comes into play when, in the very unlikely event, the loan balance exceeds the home value when the home is sold. In that situation, neither the borrowers nor their heirs owe the difference. That's why a reverse is called a non-recourse loan. When the borrowers pass away, the heirs will retain the remaining equity. But in the event that the debt exceeds the home value when the home is sold, they will never inherit the remaining debt. That's because, with a reverse, the borrowers have no personal liability when it comes to paying off the loan. The house is on the hook for the loan, not the borrowers or their estate.
Well, that almost sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
Well, the catch, so to speak, is the fact that FHA is ultimately responsible for the debt. FHA, or the Federal Housing Administration, is essentially a government-backed insurance company. They insure both traditional mortgages and reverse mortgages. And, like all insurance companies, they love to collect your premiums, but they're not really excited about paying claims. So you, as the reverse mortgage borrower, are required to pay an insurance premium for the privilege of having a non-recourse loan. Meaning, as long as you can, utilize some of the home equity while you live there, and never have to make a payment on what you borrow as long as you occupy the property other than your property taxes, homeowners insurance, and homeowners dues. And FHA is betting on the fact that when the borrowers pass away or the home is sold, there will be plenty of equity left in the property. That way, they figure it's a win-win. They get to keep the insurance premium, and you or your estate get to keep the remaining equity.
We're intrigued, John. How do people get in touch with you?
My direct line is 425-348-1829. That's 425-348-1829.
You've been listening to Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with reverse mortgage specialist John Harding. To contact John, call 425-348-1829. That's 425-348-1829. You can also find out more and listen to previous shows at kcisradio.com/reverse.